Knowing when to dive in and when to step back is a key skill for any leader. I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I just want to look at both things. When you as the leader should dive in and maybe even micromanage on a short-term basis, and when you should pull back or step back and let your team take charge of a situation.
The only thing that I regret that I was unable to get rid of that slacker Watson. You know, he was useless. I tried everything. I'd give him a simple job. He couldn't even do that. I had no confidence. I tried yelling at him. I screamed at him. I pushed him. Just didn't happen. Finally, I figured, well, I got to give this guy a job. Well, maybe he'll just, you know, give him something simple and go over there and just have him disappear.
Nobody likes it when they're micromanaged. You can agree with that. You probably don't like it when your boss is over your shoulder saying, are you done yet? Why did you do it that way? I wouldn't have done it that way. So nobody likes being micromanaged, but according to my informal surveys, about a third of people are micromanaged by their boss. And yet there are times when you should get deep into the weeds and actually micromanage on purpose. What would be some of those situations? Well, I think when your department's performance has really taken a quick turn in a negative way, you may need to dig in and find out what is possibly causing that. Is it a specific member of your team and how they're behaving? Is it a piece of equipment or a new vendor that maybe was selected and isn't giving you the kind of raw material that you were used to using? So doing a deep dive can allow you as the leader to go in and find out exactly what's happening. And that should happen, of course, right in the factory or at the production line, right next to where it's occurring. There is a concept called Gemba, which is also to go and see and to put eyes on the situation. So you can't kind of sit back in the office and spitball this thing to try to figure out what's going on. Go and see, ask lots of questions, get in there. It might make people uncomfortable, but that kind of micromanagement can help you figure out what is the source of the problem that's being experienced and what are the possible solutions or remedies that could be brought to it.
Actually, sir, I took a bit of a different approach, and I got him to try out a bunch of different jobs, and I took some extra time and mentored him. But to tell you the truth, he's our newest engineer. He designed that widget that's selling so well. He's got a real knack for design, and he loves to be challenged. So everything's going great.
Now, once you've done that, you need to know when to back out. So we know that people don't like their boss to micromanage or be overly involved in their day-to-day work, especially around how they do it. They need to know from you what the expectations are. They need to know what good and bad is in terms of quality and output. But they don't like it when you interfere with the specific job tasks. So you as the leader need to back out of micromanaging all the little tasks and even all the little deadlines. Now, it's still important to tell people what the goals are, how much you need from them, some suggested procedures and methods that they might follow. But at the end of the day, get out of their way and trust them to get the work done. And as long as the output is meeting your expectations, then you can stay back and you can kind of watch things happen. After all, that would make it easier on you as a leader. If you notice things aren't going well, then you might have to look into things a little bit more, get more involved. But remember, you don't want to stay overly involved in all the details because that tells your team that you don't trust them and it consumes a lot of your time and energy that you could put towards other activities. So once you've figured out when to take a deep dive and micromanage on purpose and when to pull back and stay back and let your team do the work, you might want to work on some of your other leadership approaches, and you can do that by accessing our courses, our videos, or our workbooks on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Or if you're not listening to this as a podcast, consider subscribing on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher. Just search Leader Feeder by Frontline Leadership Systems. In either case, whether it's in your car or at your home computer or on your phone, I'm here to be a resource for you in helping you be the best leader that you can be.